Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul talked about your great reward. Today, Paul will be talking about living long enough. Let's join Paul now as he teaches living long enough.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking the few times that we've been together about a vision and a dream that God has given to each and every one of us. We've been talking a lot about Abraham, how God used Abraham, how Abraham has stepped out on faith and trusted in God and did the work and the dream and went through the vision that God had for Abraham. And God was blessing Abraham because of Abraham's obedience and faith and trust that he put in God. We talked about last time we were together about our great reward. God told Abraham that he was his shield, but he also told him that he is his exceedingly great reward. This promise includes both, as I said, spiritually and material blessing. The power to get wealth is part of the Abrahamic covenant, and we need to cast aside the welfare mentality and to reject all negative thinking regarding your finances. Now, does that mean we're going to be rich and God's going to bless us? No. That means that what God has given us, that we use for His glory to fulfill and to do the dream and the vision that God has given to us. I've talked, a little bit of kind of a touchy subject about tithe and offerings, how God expects us to give a part of our income and that to further the gospel, to help others, to put out the word and to win people to Him. But not only our time, our money, but also our time. God expects us to give Him our time, to win and to fulfill and to do His bidding in this vision that He has given to us. And now today I want to talk about living long enough. God promised Abraham, "Thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and thou shalt be buried in a good old age." You can read that in Genesis 15:15. He promised Abraham long life, followed by eternal life with his ancestors who had passed on earlier. Now, God is not promising that you or I will live as long as Abraham, but He's declaring that you will live to a good old age spiritually, meaning that you will live long enough to accomplish your destiny and to fulfill that dream. You may ask, what about those who die young? When we live under the Abrahamic covenant, we will live long enough to fulfill our God-given destinies. For some, that will be sooner than others. One tremendous example of this is the story of the five missionaries that were martyred by the Akua Indians in Ecuador years ago. When they died, they were young in terms of chronicle age, but these men lived long enough to fulfill their destinies. They opened the way for the gospel to reach these tribal people. Even today, their legacy lives on through books and in films like Through Gates of Splendor and The End of the Spear. Also, in the lives of the Akua believers, the story of their sacrifice has resulted in multiple responses to the call of God to the mission field over the years. These men, although they died young, lived long enough to accomplish their destinies. And the provision given to Abraham, God also guarantees eternal life, that we will be gathered to our fathers, the saints of God, who have preceded us in death. And it reads, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep." That's people who have died in the Lord. "That ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that which we are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Then it says, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." And you can read that at 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. "You will live long enough on earth to accomplish your destiny, and you will live forever in your eternity, your ultimate destiny." Some people die sooner than others, but God has a perfect plan. God has a perfect timetable for each and every one of us. And we need to always, the time that we have left, the time we are on earth, because we don't know when we're going, but God does. That's why we need to be busy constantly doing and accomplishing it and fulfilling this dream and this vision that God has given us. I don't know about you, but I know when I stand before God, I don't want to stand there empty-handed, knowing I had the chance and the opportunity and the possible things to do and to achieve this vision and this dream that God gave me, because we're going to have to account for that. We're going to have to answer why we did not do and accomplish the dream and the vision that God has given to us. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be that way. We need to always be busy about our Father's work. I don't know. We need to always pray. We need to trust him, because he has provided everything that we need to accomplish and to do this dream and this vision that God has given us. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how we thank you for this time that we can be together. Father, I thank you for that promise that we can be with you in eternity and spend time with you throughout eternity in heaven. Father, I thank you for this word of encouragement, and I thank you for that promise. Father, I thank you that you are our shield, that you are our protector, and that you are our provider. And Father, I pray that you will give each and every one of us the encouragement and the strength and to wisdom and to do this vision and this dream that you have given each and every one of us. Father, we don't know when our time is up, but you do. And Father, help us to always to be busy doing your work. And help us to know that we can do what you have given us to do. Father, we thank you for this time, and I pray that you will bless each and every one that is hearing this and listening to this, that you will encourage their heart and that you will strengthen them, I pray. And Father, we ask you this in Jesus' wonderful, precious, mighty name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Living Long Enough. Join Paul next week as he talks about a name change. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, at myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you enjoy Paul's teachings. You can write or email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.